Going to open the Rules Committee this 20, what is it?
Second.
22nd. And I thank everybody for being here. We are still waiting for some amendments of a couple of these bills, and so we may have to take a recess from time to time to let the paperwork catch up with the committee. But that being said, we're going to start by taking care of a couple issues. House Bill 3648, which has been on the agenda for a long time. There have been a number of conversations trying to figure out how to get an amendment written that will do the things that they wanted to do. It is very complex. At this time, we are not intending to do those. However, we will be watching what's going on with other kinds of things that are happening, and I've been assured by at least one member that amendments or a new bill for 2011 may be in the offering, depending on what takes place over the next year and a half or so. So we're unable to get to the amendments that we thought would answer all the questions and all the legal ramifications. I think there may still be some legal ramifications out there that could cause some angst, and I know that there are people here who are willing to see if they need to run out a bill. When we passed Senate Bill 1011, the whole idea of how we authorize the different kinds of lands was something that we had, I think, unanticipated, and especially those undesignated lands. And so that's the issue with that bill. So we are not going to hear that bill today, and we will not hear it during this session. But be clear that I think there are more than a few people who are very concerned about that, what's happening and how it will work out as time goes on. So with that, we're not going to hear 3648. 3703, we'll see as time goes on if there's any feeling, and this is kind of our last rules meeting, so I don't anticipate right now but that moving, but things happen in this last day that are kind of frustrating sometimes. So, but for right now, we'll just, it's there. We're not going to hear it or move it right now. And 3707, depending on if we get all the amendments that we want for 998A, will not be used. So that takes us down to 998A, and we don't have those last amendments, do we, for 998?
We don't have the very last ones, no. We have everything leading up to that.
Let's go. We're going to open up a work session. I'm waiting for one. 998A is a bill which we heard last time, and it had, I think, a pretty good hearing with regard to there weren't any questions about the base bill. In it, we anticipate having an amendment. We have about five amendments now, or 14?
Eight, nine.
We have nine amendments. It had a fairly large relating clause. And so we are, at this time, anticipating that 1043, which was also a bill that we heard last week, that has to do with when the legislature passes bills, individual legislative assistants can actually explain how the member voted and about that bill, which currently they can't do. So it was just a fix-up bill there. We're going to take that one. It had the same relating to elections title, so it will move into that bill. We are also going to move into that bill ballot titles and the issues for the three different bills that are around. So there are some ballot title issues that are going on. Also some issues with respect in the ballot titles so that they can have judicial review. So there's a whole bunch of those things. We're waiting for that final consolidated amendment that has all of those in there. That's one of the things we're waiting for to make that possible. So just to give people a heads up of what we're waiting for there. And we don't have the paperwork on the fiscal and all those other kinds of things on that same bill, so we kind of have to wait for that. Senate Bill 1014A, we again had a hearing. I think everybody likes that bill. There is an amendment which hasn't gotten to us yet. We were anticipating. She said she was going to have it here. Did you get that? Did you get the other amendment?
I
the same one we previously discussed.
Did it say 203? How many people was it? So let me take 1 second. We're going to check that. No, this new one. We are ready for that one. So we are going to open that hearing. We'll open a work session on Senate Bill 1014A. Okay. Could you make sure we get a copy of that amendment?
Yeah.
For
that. Is this your only copy?
Yep. So we'll have a short explanation of the bill and the amendments so that people know it's a fairly simple amendment. So,
members of the committee, Chair Roblin, Senate Bill 1014A allows state boards and commissions to meet by telephone or other electronic means. It clarifies that members who participate by phone or other electronic means are not entitled to compensation or reimbursement for expenses, provides discretion to give per diem to non-elected members of boards and commissions not employed in public service full-time who participate in official duties by telephone or other electronic means, increases Oregon State Board of Pharmacy to 8 members and adds 1 licensed pharmacy technician, repeals Pacific Fisheries, Legislative Tax Force, Columbia River Resource Task Force, and Healthy Streams Partnership, declares an emergency effective on passage. The amendment that was received today. The governor may not appoint more than 2 members under subsection 1 to the Board of Education who are employed by a school district. We had a previous hearing on the 19th. The testimony that was received that day was that this was a cleanup measure to extinguish finished and inactive task forces, codify current practice, and make practice uniform.
So I think we will have Ms. Wimmer come on up. I actually kind of requested this after looking at the amendments yesterday. So just to give people enough time to look it over and see what it is that we're looking at. And she can explain the differences and so on. Yes.
Mr. Chair and committee members, for record, Lori Wimmer representing the Oregon Education Association. And this bill, this amendment brought to you is exactly the same as when we discussed on Friday in the A-12s with one exception, and that is instead of saying that 3 or fewer members could be appointed who are employees of a school district, we've moved that down to 2 employees or fewer. And that's the only change.
Okay, Representative Berger.
Thank you. I apologize that I was not here on Friday to express my wish for this. My wish came true anyway. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Is that the Dash 13 amendment or is it a different?
Dash 14.
Dash 14.
We're getting copies made. It just came to us.
Okay.
So I think they're here. Are there any other questions for Ms. Wimmer? I see none. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now we'll give a chance for everybody to look this over just so they see what we saw.
Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you.
So everybody has a copy, if that makes sense to people. Representative Berger.
Mr. Chair, I move the Dash 14 amendments to Senate Bill 1014, dated 2-22-10, be included in the bill.
Representative Berger moves the Dash 14 amendments to Senate Bill 1014A. Mm-hmm. And I guess they're the A-14 amendments. That's right. Thank you. Dated
today.
The 22nd of 2010 in February. So, is there any discussion? Is there any opposition to this amendment? Seeing none, so ordered. Representative Berger.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 1014 as amended by this committee to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Berger moves Senate Bill 1014A as amended to the floor with a do pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, we'll take a roll call vote.
Representative Edwards?
Aye.
Representative Garrard?
Aye.
Representative Garrett?
Aye.
Representative
Meltzer? Aye.
Representative Hannah?
Aye.
Representative Jensen?
Aye.
Representative Nolan?
Excused.
Representative Reed?
Aye.
Vice Chair Berger?
Aye.
Chair Roblin?
Aye. Motion passes, and these are all so much fun. I'll carry this bill. Try to explain all that stuff. Okay.
Pages of it. That thing's huge.
No, that one's going to go into that one.
Okay. Expect it. Yeah.
So how about the public hearing?
We have set a bill 1063. And that's a 3. This one's posted for session. This one is the information.
Okay. So which one's this? We'll go with 1013. We're going to open a public hearing on Senate Bill 1003. And we'll hear a short explanation. Did we close the work session? I'm going to close the work session on 1014, Senate Bill 1014A, and then open a public hearing on Senate Bill 1003. And we'll hear a short explanation. And do you have a list? Does anybody
have a telling me nobody signed up for it.
1003.
Page 2.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Senate Bill 1003 allows the Department of Consumer and Business Services to grant an exemption from 95% retention rate requirement for Association Health Plan according to rules adopted by Director. Declares an emergency effective on passage.
So this is a bill. Do we have anybody that signed up for this bill to speak? Oh, very good. Thanks. Thank you very much. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Sean Miller, I'm here today on behalf of the Associated Builders and Contractors and the Independent Electrical Contractors. And in the interest of time, I've been the only one to sign up to testify, even though this has been a pretty collaborative effort with a lot of associations as well as the insurance division, Teresa Miller. And so I'll try to be brief, Mr. Chairman, but in 2007, there was a bill that was passed on association health plans that essentially gave a requirement that you had to have a 95% retention rate for two consecutive years, and if you did not, you would actually lose your association plan. And the back then, Speaker Merkley pushed the bill because there was some issues of associations trying to cherry pick good risk and let the bad risk go into the small group market. And so there was some evidence of that at the time. Since 2007, obviously, we've hit a recession, and lots have changed, and there's many associations, dozens of associations, that are having trouble meeting that 95% retention rate. My clients, as well as the others listed on the sheet, and there's many more, are having a hard time meeting that 95% retention rate. So we approached the division in early, in November, and to discuss the issue, we actually laid out our reasons why people have left associations and why that is counted against your retention rate. And when they we gave our experience rating or report to the division, they in fact said that there's no evidence and of us cherry picking, and our associations do not cherry pick. which is, again, the worry at the time was if you're only taking good risk and letting the bad risk go to the small group plan, you kind of cannibalize that market. Well, from our reports, and this happened in when we gave this to the insurance division, many, when you look at the loss ratios, a lot of the good risk actually would leave because they were shopping, and a lot of experiences unrelated to the insurance market were affecting our retention rate. And I can't even go through the many, many different issues of why that was, but and then many of the bad risk or I guess non-profitable companies were staying with the association plan. So in retrospect, when you look at the law that passed in 2007, the reverse happened in effect, which was if we were cherry picking, we were doing a very, very poor job of it. And so the problem is, and the reason we went to the insurance division was in this economy, we didn't want to disrupt the market. And when we priced, if all the associations were to send, you know, be re-rated and sent to the small group plan, in just one of my associations, the estimate was between, let me find that, between 15 and 63% rate increase. And so for us, that was on average through many different businesses. And as you know, businesses are having a hard time with any increases right now. And that was, you know, obviously difficult for the employer, but could lead to more uninsured Oregonians. So all the bill does, Mr. Chairman, is give the ability to the insurance division to make sure that we're not cherry picking, which is the original intent of the bill. And if determined, they will exempt us and still allow us to continue our plan. And again, one of the and so the division will continue look at rulemaking following the bill. I guess what we've been asked, because a lot of discussions have taken place of how the rulemaking is going to go, and one of the things that we would suggest is if we can move on with the rulemaking, which will not disrupt the market currently, then we can come back next session, look at that, and have even a bigger discussion on how that would work. But I guess we're just asking for relief because our businesses, you know, if we're first aid not determined to be cherry picking, which is the original intent of the law, but yet we're forced to subject our employers to higher insurance rates, that was not the intent of the bill. So this just corrects that.
Any questions of the witness on this one? Yes.
Just a simple question,
yes.
Mr. Chair. Thank you. Is this just a bill then to save you from yourselves?
Mr. Chair. Yes.
Are there any other easy questions for this witness? Seeing none, thank you very much, Sean. Is there anyone else here that would like to speak to it who didn't sign up? Seeing none, we're going to close our public hearing on Senate Bill 1003, and we'll open a work session on Senate Bill 1003. Senator Berger.
Mr. Chair, seeing no amendments, I move Senate Bill 10003 to the floor with a do-pass recommendation.
Representative Berger moves Senate Bill 10003 to the floor with a do-pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, we'll take a roll call vote.
Aye.
Representative Garrard?
Aye.
Representative Garrett?
Aye.
Representative Gelser?
Aye.
Representative Hanna?
Aye.
Representative Jensen?
Aye.
Representative Nolan?
Excused.
Representative Reed?
Aye.
Vice Chair Berger?
Aye.
Chair Roper?
Aye. Motion passes. Is there anyone who would like to carry this bill? I don't want to have to carry everything.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Edwards will carry this bill.
I carried the original bill in 2007. And while I don't feel any culpability, I'm glad to carry it again.
Mr. Chair, will the representative also be using the same quotes as last?
Yes, right. There was a question about the quotes, if you'll use new ones or the same ones. We're going to close our work session on Senate Bill 10003. We're going to open a public hearing on... on the subject matter that has to do with modifying the dates of the legislative session when we're coming in and so on, and talks about that. It's so we'll open a public hearing on that topic. Do we have anybody here that signed up to speak for that one? So the issue, do you want to just give an explanation of what this topic is all about?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, the subject matter, modification of dates on which regular sessions of the Legislative Assembly is to begin, allowing the Assembly to adjourn for more than three calendar days during the regular session, suspending payment for per diem during days which in the Legislative Assembly is in recess, authorization for adjournment, and suspension of per diem are all open for discussion.
So the issue is that when we set the schedule for the next regular session, we basically said we want it to be a five-month session, shorter. We shortened it up because of the, to save money for this biennium. And in doing so, realized that we still need to come up and set up and do the business of electing officers, doing the other kinds of business. And so the thought was that we could come in January for a couple of days, take care of all that business, and then go home until the beginning of February and start the regular session. So this is a bill that kind of codifies all of those things together. And I think we've had conversations with people around the building to get to that place. So when we finally, I guess we have the bill now. We can, but that's what it's about. So, yes.
Do we need statutory authority to do that? Can't we do that by our own rule?
Most people felt we needed statutory authority to do it because of the constitutional requirement that you have to come back. You can't take a recess for more than 3 days after it started.
Got it.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Representative Hannah.
Just for the committee's sake, not that all of the public understands all of this, but one reason we're not talking about this by bill number is actually we granted rule suspension to have this conversation. But through a faux pas of this morning's floor session, they forgot to ask for suspension of rules to do this.
Yep.
So we're having this conversation, but
we're not
opposed to having the conversation. It's just
I know.
We already granted the rules of suspension to do it. It just didn't happen.
So, yes, Representative.
Mr. Chair, are those the only two items, or is that the only item addressed in the mystery bill
right now? You have the bill. It's not really a mystery bill. In a second, we'll close this public, this informational meeting.
Okay.
And then we can do a work session.
So I'm.
And then we can look at the bill, because we actually have the bill. But what Representative Hannah said is absolutely true. Rule suspension was granted. It was not requested during the session, and because of that, our rules do not allow us to have a regular public hearing on this bill because we haven't had 24 hours. Does that make some sense to everyone sitting here on the dais?
Yeah, except there's an amendment, but yes.
So with that, we're going to close this informational hearing. Unless somebody else has another question or any. Yes, Representative Hannah.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Point of clarification to this, I believe.
Yep.
And Cheyenne, if I'm off base, jump in. We've already done a public hearing on the bill. So we couldn't do another public hearing without the rule suspension and so forth. It was granted, didn't happen, so we could only have a conversation about the topic, not a public hearing, but that's why we can go to work session.
Right.
Because we've already had a public hearing.
Right. Exactly.
Is that correct?
I think that
that's
in
accurate.
A yes. Yeah, that's accurate. So
I hope I've never lost with you two guys.
Me too.
Just recognize we have had conversations. That's a good thing. Try to get to this to the point we are today. So that's a good thing. So we're going to close this informational hearing, and we're going to open a work session on Senate Bill 1063. And with that, we'll have a short explanation of this, the bill.
It is the subject matter stated previously, Mr. Chair, and members of the committee. Specifically, Senate Bill 1063 modifies the date on which the regular session of the Legislative Assembly is to begin, establishes that modification becomes operative only if the Senate Joint Resolution 41-2010 is approved by the people at the next regular election, allows the Legislative Assembly to adjourn for more than 3 calendar days during January 2011, and suspends payment for per diem during January 2011 for days during which the Legislative Assembly is in recess. Clarifies that authorization to adjourn for more than 3 days and suspension of per diem during January 2011 only becomes operative if SJR 41 is not approved by the people at the next regular general election.
If it is approved, it's in the resolution. If it isn't approved, then we still have to do this next year.
For budgetary reasons.
So what it's doing, just so I get it saying, so that if HJ, is it R?
SJR.
Thank you.
41
were to pass, it has an annual section, and it's another bill we'll be hearing today. It has a section with regards to annual sessions, and it takes care of this same problem. But if it were not to pass, we still have to come back next February and January and do the business. This takes care of that problem if that bill were not to pass. And it's pretty much the same issue. Is there an amendment to this?
Not this come through committee services.
On this one?
As yet.
Okay. Are we waiting for one?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. Does anybody know of any amendments for this particular bill? Yes, Representative Jensen.
I don't know of any.
Okay, that's good.
No.
If you would like to have a conversation.
Well, I don't know. It's difficult for me to have a conversation about something that we've got enough curveballs in it already. We will have a session in January next year. Regardless of whether we pass 41, SJR 41 out or not, regardless of what the public does with SJR 41.
Correct.
If we pass it out.
Correct.
But we will not start that annual session, or that session, regardless of the previous regardlesses. We will not start that then if this bill passes until we'll have the organization sometime at the 1st of January, and then we'll start the session in February.
Correct. That's what this bill would allow to happen.
What is it you're trying to do with this? Save me from the Columbia River Gorge?
No. What we're trying to do is to, we have budgeted for 5 months next session. And that means that if we come in January under the current situation without changing this, we'll have to get out sooner or we won't pay. We thought it would be better to come in and organize and then really come back and do the business. That period of time between getting organized and the other business, under current law, we'd have to pay those days regardless. This says we don't have to pay those days.
But we would be sending out our budget without the latest forecast, then,
correct.
If we don't do this.
Right. We could run into not having our final, yes.
That's, I'm sorry for all the
no, that's true.
Getting there, but
that's the basic final answer, yes.
Yes.
Yep.
Sliding to 5 months later.
Any
right. Earlier.
Any other concerns or questions about this way of going about doing this bill? Okay. Are you willing to make that?
Yes, I will, but go ahead. I have forgotten the number.
Mr. Chair?
Yes. Representative Nolan.
I move Senate Bill 1063 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Nolan moves Senate Bill 1063 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? We've kind of done that twice before. We'll just have a roll call vote.
Representative Edwards?
Aye.
Representative Garrard?
Aye.
Representative Garrett?
Aye.
Representative
Gelser?
Aye.
Representative Hannah?
Aye.
Representative Jensen?
Aye.
Representative Nolan?
Yes.
Representative Reed?
Aye.
Vice Chair Berger?
Aye.
Chair Roblin?
Aye. Motion passes. Julie, now I'll do that. I'll carry this bill. Representative Nolan.
Well, let me carry it.
Would you like to carry this bill?
That was a joke.
Representative Nolan will carry the bill. Nolan will carry the bill. We're going to close our work.
Another one today, though. It's fine. I'll carry both.
Representative, we will close the work session on 10:63. We're going to take a short 10-minute recess. I'm trying to get this other bill. The reason that we came in early was to take care of this other bill in case it was Ways and Means. We may not have to do that. Some of our Ways and Means people are going to have a Ways and Means meeting. We will come back, and we may adjourn to much later after the Ways and Means meeting because we have three members who are on Ways and Means here, so before we do some of the other work. So let's, and we still haven't got the amendment. So with that, we're going to take a short recess of 10 minutes.
Time for me to get